Chapter 1, Part 2. A good credit score lies in the 700 and 749 range, and credit scores that dip down to 650 get a fair credit rating. Fortunately, there are some concrete steps you can take to elevate your credit score. First, you want to make sure that all of your bills are paid on time. Second, you want to keep your debt ratios low. Third, work to develop your credit over a long period of time. Develop financial goals. It may feel tempting to try to dig yourself out of debt without really asking yourself why you want to do it. Granted, having creditors calling you each month may motivate you in the short term. No one likes to get calls like that when they've fallen behind on their bills. However, taking such a stance with your finances doesn't motivate you much in the long run. If you don't have some goals for your money, and by extension your career, then basically, your money motivation is to just make enough money to pay your bills. That's not very motivating. Goals give you a reason to look beyond the debt that you have, towards a time when you can pay for things you like, such as a nice vacation or a new car. Goals also teach you to look far into the future, to the time when you will retire. Knowing how much money you want to have for all of these goals is the first step. The examples above show you what having short-term, mid-term, and long-term financial goals look like. It's important that you write out what milestones for each of these steps will look like. For example, let's say you want to buy a quality used car. You know it's going to cost you about $5,000 and that you don't want to make car payments. Therefore, you decide that you will save a bit of money each month to buy the car outright. Giving yourself a 12-month timeline for this goal means that you must save about $417 each month for a year in order to buy the car at the end of the year. A 24-month timeline for the same goal means you need to save about $210 per month for 2 years. To realistically reach each of your financial goals, you should write out plans for all of them just as you would in the car example above. If you don't know how to set financial goals, then you may find it beneficial to talk to a financial advisor about this. Making a budget, spending plan, and tackling your debt. The final basic stage of getting control of your finances is setting and sticking to a budget. In the steps prior, you've learned to assess your financial situation and to make goals for your finances.